funny, Bill. I missed you.
Come on.
All right. I also missed Bridget Carey. She is from CNET.com, a CNET senior editor and host of the CNET Update. And Bridget, how are you on this Tech Tuesday?
Oh, we're doing okay. You know, it's slow, and that's always a sign that something big is going to happen soon.
You sound scared, Bridget. I've never heard you sound this scared before. Are you under a table right now?
It's been a weird week. I mean, just last week we were so busy with Apple and Microsoft, and I think coming into this week having to be slow, I'm just like not trusting anything.
Bridget, I need to ask you, I know we talk tech stuff, but this is a political question, but it has tech roots in it. If you, let's say you're a political candidate for the presidency and somehow you had a bunch of misplaced emails. Those emails are never gone for good, right? There's some sort of imprint on a computer of emails that have been deleted, isn't there?
Not when she owns her own server. You can wipe things. It is possible to have things wiped. And I think one of the takeaways that not everyone thinks about is that there is no set law in terms of when you're requested to hand over emails that are relating to business. Who decides what is relating, you know, to the government business?
Right.
And so, in definition, you can say, well, this was personal and this was not, and you know, no one will be the wiser because there's no one to actually argue, like, oh, you were wrong, but this wasn't personal. And so it's all just kind of this murky water, really, I guess you could say, about like not being able to define it. So. Can those old emails be found? I don't know. I think everyone's kind of curious to see if they look into the emails of, what's her name, Huma.
Yeah.
If they look into her emails, if there's any copy of something that, hey, look, here's some evidence of something that might have been deleted on Clinton's end, but, you know, this is proof that something she deleted, she said was personal, but it wasn't, you know, like, I guess you're kind of looking for overlap there.
Sure.
And comparing and, you know, to like what was released and what wasn't. But either way, even whatever they find, you know, they could still say, well, we thought that was personal. You know, there really is no set rule here.
But this is the first time that the tech world could possibly influence a presidential election, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the weirdest election ever. Yes, absolutely. And a lot of people will be voting based on.
Yeah,
what goes down with this?
I am just puzzled.
I mean, they always say tech. They always say tech influences an election, like with social media and outreach and being savvy enough to understand technology. But for the first time, yeah, we have an issue that involves, you know, something about technology. That's where it's different.
But also, you know, people on Facebook are just posting things and making up things just to push their agenda farther along. And that's what I'm having problems with. You know, whatever's in the news, whichever candidate you support, you just find these things, these links to things, like, where did they get these?
I'm with you in that aggravation, especially because we're news people. I mean, you look at the links that are being shared, and I have people in my feed who are sharing these links. They're from websites, not that are news websites, but literally one I saw yesterday was iamright.org.
Right.
.com. And I'm like, that's not a website. But what they do is that they're like either completely stretching the truth, completely fabricating things. You know, there really is a call to you need to, as a responsible citizen involved in the election, if you're so passionate, triple check your sources. Where are you, looking at these links? Even Trump's son retweeted a fake news article that said it was from abc.com.co. That was not ABC News. It was just like fabricated news that was like, oh, someone at a rally was paid by Clinton to protest. Well, he ended up taking that tweet down, but people don't think about, oh, that tweet was taken down. They just remember the wrong article that was shared, and they assume it's fact because they just see these headlines. No one's even clicking. They just see these headlines, and they see articles, and they share. But they're not really diving deep. I think we all need to be more responsible because all these fake websites, they're just making money off the clicks. It's all clickbait, and they don't care about it being true or not. And people who want to keep feeling like their opinion's right, you know, they don't tend to really look deep. They just go, oh, see, my opinion's right. Let me share this.
So that video I've been watching of Clinton and Trump singing, I've had the time of my life from Dirty Dancing, that's fake?
You're onto it, yeah.
Oh, no.
But see, the sad thing is somebody's going to believe that that really happened.
I honestly,
I feel like during especially a heated election like this, there should be no political posts allowed on social media.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, impossible, too.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Another thing that that came and went before I even played around with it is my kids were talking about Vine. That was a pretty exciting thing where you could get like a little snippet of a video. What's going on with Vine?
Vine is dead. So, yeah, it came and went. You're right. So Vine was bought by Twitter after it came out, but it was a 6-second looping video clip that you made, and you could be really creative in how you made it, and it blew up in terms of like what are you going to say in 6 seconds. It wasn't so much that, it was how creative can you be in 6 seconds to be funny, to be artistic, and or just to show a snippet of life that is so weird and have it loop over and over again like an animated GIF loops over and over again. We had a lot of great internet culture moments even come out of it. I mean, there's a lot of things were shared. You know, the phrase on fleek, that came from someone. No, well,
Kevin, do you know this? What's it called?
On fleek. Like if you say,
like Bill's hat is on fleek right now.
It is.
It's a good thing.
All right.
Yes, it was something that came from Vine culture.
Oh,
shared so much. And so now with Twitter said, you know what, we're dropping it. I think when Snapchat came along and Instagram started doing the same thing, because everyone copies each other, people who were big stars on Vine, because yes, there were Vine stars, people who were very popular and had a lot of followers, they weren't getting paid. And people were getting paid on Instagram, or there's also other places to spend your time. So, you know, you're on to the next thing, I guess, when there's so many different, you know, modes of entertaining people. But and the funny thing is that the people who made Vine, they just launched another app. So there's something else now to take your time up and be very weird. It's called Hype. It's another way to broadcast live video, just like Periscope, just like Facebook Live. But what's so different about it is that it is weird. It is like you took all the weirdness of the internet and packed it into a way to broadcast video. So you're blending YouTube with internet memes and emojis, but you're also live at the same time. You have a show. So you can, while doing video, throw in a bunch of animated GIFs and text and flying pizza slices and stars flying by. I mean,
you piqued Bill's curiosity.
Now I'm in.
On that
I didn't
one.
Like it until then.
So when you're broadcasting, you're able to be as creative as you can imagine, and even in real time, you know, make things move and interact with your audience and have their comments pop up and answer them. So
we're too lazy.
Yeah, it's too much for us. Can we still say on fleek, or will we get arrested if we say that?
Totally still say it,
still
but I
say
wouldn't
it.
Recommend it. You'll look a little dorky, probably.
All right, that's fine.
All right. Well, I'm actually having fun with Snapchat. I have to tell you, I don't have I don't follow a lot of people, and I don't let a lot of people follow me. But I just have fun making stupid little Snapchat videos of my dog.
Because it's creative, right? Because they're short, and you have to kind of be funny in a short amount of time. It makes you think differently. I think that's where these things take off. But with this new one, Hype, will it take off if people join it? Maybe. But right now, you can't really share it on other networks. You just have to, like, find and discover it on your own. And it's a little bit secret in how to learn how to use it. I'm actually working on a how-to use it right now for CNET, and struggling because there's no tutorial. You just have to figure it out. And I think people like that about Snapchat, and maybe they'll like that about Hype if it takes off.
All right, in the CNET update, you're going to figure out how to work Hype, and what else do you have going on today?
We're also talking about how Microsoft is pissed at Google. Can I say that on radio? Sorry.
Google? Yeah, you can say Google.
But Google just publicly announced that Microsoft Windows has a major security flaw, but Microsoft couldn't fix it. So it's like advertising to the hackers, hey, come and get Microsoft. I mean, Google says, hey, we gave them a week, but, you know, is that enough time to fix something? So it's controversial. Google says it's important enough to announce it. People are talking.
That's so on fleek.
Wasn't that a banana split?
Yeah, fleekle.
All right, she's Bridget Carey. You can find her at CNET.com and watch her CNET update. Thank you so much, Bridget.
All right, thanks, Dr.
Bye, Bridget. All right, we'll take a quick break and then some news from Steve and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.